Saturday Meditation, January 2nd, 2010. The question this evening has to do with our desire as seekers of truth and those who wish to be of service to others. In this desire, we have an inner life in which we see ourselves as working on ourselves, as being of service in the way of improving our thoughts, our spirit, our emotions. And we're wondering if these efforts working on our inner self do not seem to manifest in the outer world, are we still being of service? Is this still a valuable effort which to make?
We are those known to you as the principle of Akuo. We greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator, in whose service we come to you this evening. We thank each and every one of you for forming the circle of seeking, and for requesting that we share our humble thoughts with you. We are delighted to speak with you concerning the value and worth of the inner life and the nature of that inner service that is not understood by the outer world so often. However, as always, first we would wish to request of you that you use your discernment and your judgment in terms of choosing which of our thoughts you would follow and those with which you would wish to work later. Take that which resonates and leave the rest behind. If you will do that for us, it will enable us to feel free about sharing our opinions. We greatly appreciate your consideration in this regard. When a flower blooms, my friends, does it consider whether it is seen, or does it respond to its nature and follow the ways of ripening, the call of the summer sun? And the sudden joy of its own beauty. This is the essence of being and inner work, as opposed to doing an outer work. Inner work has to do not only with the truth of yourself and your rhythms of maturing. It has to do not only with the timing of the summer sun, more than anything, it has to do with your willingness to allow your own sudden beauty to bloom unseen by human eyes. In terms of the world. Radiancy of being is just a collection of words. To the outer world, if you want radiancy of being, you put on cosmetics. They might be rouge and powder on your face. They might be the addition of practiced charm to your speech. But in terms of the world of action and outer things, radiancy is a matter of adjusting your mask and your persona so that you may most easily be perceived as being radiant, a service to others, a loving person, and so forth. In terms of the spirit, on the other hand, radiancy of being is the first and foremost service. Which all entities in incarnation on planet Earth this day have to offer. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Steve. We are those of Kuhl.
I am Kuhl, and I'm with this instrument. You may well ask if it is true that the greatest service one may perform is of a radiance that is inward in nature. Why one needed to incarnate at all to perform this service? And this is not an insignificant question, for it is true that the world in which you find your engagements, the world in which you find those who call upon you, expecting to have your service in return, is an important mirroring element, shall we say. For service seeks those it may serve, and it can seem somewhat hollow and self-enclosed to feel that the bonds that unite those who seek in a sacred humanity are not breathed full of life. One feels isolated and alone when one does not hear back a response to the service one has offered. This, we would suggest, is an occasion for reflecting on the true character of the service which you have had to offer. For service that seeks results in a form in which those results are expected is in reality a service which does not leave the closed sphere of the intention of the one who seeks to serve. One cannot predict how one's service will be taken. One cannot know when it has really been of use to another. And so, again and again, my friends, you must make a full effort, and again, you must reckon with the possibility of hearing no echo at all. We do not deny the loneliness that befalls a seeker in such a situation. We do not deny the difficulty in maintaining the energy of seeking under such a circumstance. We do not deny the difficulty in holding to the desire to be of service when it seems as if none of your fellow human beings really do want what you have to offer. Nevertheless, we would say that it is frequently the case that the most eloquent efforts made in the area of service are those which are almost unnoticeable. In many cases, even to the self. We would say that the daily effort to inquire of the self about its own deepest intentions is itself a very great service, and one upon which all true service depends. It may be that there will be a day, there will be a week, there will be a month, there will be a year, in which one cannot honestly say to oneself that one's whole heart is in one's service. Upon these occasions, it is well to be consoled. It is well to realize that in order to serve, the self must be gathered to itself. And this very often requires moments of rest. It requires the pulling back and, without judgment, allowing the self to follow that which it finds diverting, allowing the self to seek solace where solace may be found. The very act of making this allowance is itself a spiritual act of very great significance. For in that gesture, one acknowledges also that something still abides. One still is upon the path. One still has set the intention to be of service to others in precisely that way it is given one to be. We would, at this time, pass the contact to the one known as Lorena. We are those of Kuo.
We are those of Kuo and are with this instrument. As humans incarnate on this planet at this time in this culture, it is typical for your peoples to act and see the fruits of your actions. If your peoples do not see results to your actions, you try different actions or more action in order to elicit response and result. When working with the lower chakras, action, reaction, gaining results is a fundamental part of the work done with these chakras. The red ray chakra, in its sexual urges, requires a partner with whom to interact, and results are produced from such interactions, whether that be a fostering of greater or deeper companionship, or the biological result of a child. There is a reaction that comes forth from work with this chakra. In the orange ray chakra, one interacts with a partner. One sees the mirroring of another person in oneself. One has conversations. One has a social exchange. When your peoples have a conversation, it is a conversation between two people, each participating, one speaking and the other speaking because of being spoken to. There is action and reaction. There is results, cause and effect. In the yellow ray chakra, this is, again, exemplified with more people in a group dynamic. In your social contexts of laws and order and justice, of mores and folkways, when you produce an action, those of your community respond to this action. When the spiritual seeker works on the higher chakras, the need to have a reaction back needs to be re-examined. For the wise spiritual seeker will not need a reaction when working with these higher chakras. The one who sends love out into the world because of an open heart sends love out into the world with an open heart without the concern of return. When one working with the blue ray chakra speaks through having opened the heart and opened the blue ray chakra, one speaks without concern of the result and return of such action. And again, when one works with the indigo ray chakra, one works with a sense of beingness, of inner self, of inner growth, of a oneness to which there is no longer such a dynamic of self and other self, but of simply the one self, the one mind. Because it is such a norm to humanity to need to see results, it is difficult to break out of that habit and work only with a sense of being that knows the wisdom of being without the need for constant reassurance. The need for constant reassurance stifles the further and further spiritual evolution of the soul within an incarnation seeking what you might call self-realization or special insight. It is a form of doubt. We call it doubt because there is a subtle lack of faith that the service that you are performing, working on yourself, is not a service at all. It is a doubt that you are emanating light in your every action, and a fear that unless you see results, nothing is actually being produced. We have said in the past that your world is an illusion. We would like to modify and contextualize this concept. Saying that this world is an illusion does not mean it does not exist. It exists. It is used as a tool. The world of illusion can be likened to a papier-mâché mask formed to look like a face and painted with colorful paints that represent the human face. But when the paint is torn away underneath, it is just paper and glue. And breaking the paper and glue apart, you see yet another face behind the face. Think of the face, the papier-mâché, the paint, the mask, the act of wearing the mask as one thing rather than an illusion and then reality. Both things exist. We lay the foundation of this example in order to try to illustrate the folly of seeing that of cause and effect as separate from the metaphysical growth and light bringing that one cannot perceive with the physical senses. From our perspective, looking at your planet and your peoples with the physical as a mask above the light of the souls that you are, we perceive little difference. In fact, we would say we perceive no difference. It all exists as a continuum. In your world, you see a world of physical acting and a world of metaphysical being, rather than there being an entirety of one creation. So it is not particularly helpful to think that it is better to act and have reaction, nor is it better to simply be and to have only the faith that you are being a light bringer. The wisdom of analysis and the faith of your soul together combined to create a holistic human personality within this incarnation that serves the Creator with its unique blend of the physical and the metaphysical. At this time, we will pass our contact on to the one known as Lynn. We are those of Kuo.
We are those of the Kuo, and we are with this instrument now. We greet you once again in the love and light of the one infinite Creator. We find that this instrument is having a neat experience in contemplating the level of light available. We would find once again the flower illusion to be helpful. We would say that if each of you are flowers in a field, the flowers are not aware what the other flowers are doing. They are too caught up in their own being as flowers. And yet, should a person walk along and observe the flowers and marvel at their beauty, flowers will not know they are being observed. We would say that it is the Creator that walks by and savors the beauty of so many unique, beautiful flowers. The colors, the shapes that you provide are such a precious gift. And though you cannot always behold the full beauty of the spectrum in your current state of being, know that the beauty is so potent and so real, and that it is always, always seen. By being the beautiful thing that you are providing happiness to the highest intelligence. We would also say that though the flowers are often not aware the existence of other flowers, that the seeds may be transferred on the wind, interact and create new flowers. We would liken this to the invisible web of life that connects all things, that the seeds your love send out into the world travel much farther than you would realize. And you are creating growth and beauty and benefiting all in ways that you are not now capable of perceiving. We would also say that the sun, it shines down on the flowers, is the great light that this instrument finds beating in her own heart. By being all that you are, you have the opportunity to be the sun, to shine down and nourish all of life. And though most people do not take the time to look up at the sun and thank it and acknowledge all it truly does for them, everyone can see the sun and feel its warmth and know in their hearts that it's what keeps them alive. Please be the sun. You have the potential. You have the potential to be the sun. They find this instrument grows somewhat overwhelmed. We would now transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We are those who go.
I am Quo, and greet each again, in love and in light. My friends, you do indeed have the potential to be as the sun that shines in your sky and provides the basic life force that brings your world and indeed yourselves into being. And it is this being that is your great value and your great virtue. For it is the closest representation to the one creator that you can experience. Your very force of life, the awareness of self, and the ability to direct this awareness. As you pursue your inner world and work, you provide the foundation for all that is in the creation, for all that is created, for all that shall be. It is from this great foundation of beingness that that which is the creation and shall move as the creation takes its being. Thus, as you work upon your inner being, you work upon that which is most important. For without this inner being, there could be no doing, no action, no work of a physical nature. First must come that which is inner, that which is hidden, that which is of the essence of the life force. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Karma. We are those of the core.
We are those of a core. And we greet each again in love and in light through this instrument. perception, my friends. Is that which is very powerful in your subjective experience of yourself, as well as your experience of the world. Perception does not necessarily speak truth. There is a self perpetuating feature to one's train of thought or attitude. If one's original or key train of thought or attitude is fundamentally free of distortion, that which develops within one's continuing romance with oneself strengthens in non-distortion. If for some reason one's attitude becomes distorted by fear or by self-doubt, that too has a self-perpetuating quality. And it will seem to the self that the self moves only more and more into error. And that this error is the truth of the self. However, your creation is a creation of vibration. And although you, by your doubt, may feel that you have lost your way, that you are no longer of an undistorted nature, and that you can neither see nor seek nor serve the Creator as the one known, as Mick has often said. Nevertheless, beneath the surface of your own surface of self-perceived distortion, you are the sun. You are the blossom. You are the vibration, the essence, and the truth, the beauty, the peace, and the power that you are. And your essential vibration will bloom as it must when it is ripe, whether it is seen even by you or whether it is not. The reason that radiancy of being, or simply being, is the central service. Is that essence will always have more power than manifestation. Just as mystery will always speak more truth than fact and logic. It is a glorious thing for each seeker when the clouds of doubt part. And the seeker no longer is self-perceived. Unguarded moments show beauty to the self. Snatches of music and melody heard within the folds of the book itself. Tell your truth to you. The one known as Alan was speaking of the practice of gazing into the mirror, into one's eyes, and seeing the Creator. It is a matter of catching oneself past one's guard. And in that unguarded moment, allowing that which is to be as it is. For that which is the one great original thought of unconditional love, which is the Logos. That Logos is the sun, whose sunlight greets each new morning. There are layers upon layers upon layers of experience within manifestation. Sometimes the layers line up in just the right way so that the sunshine is obvious, both within the self and within the creation, and the self-perceived self is reassured and knows it is on track and doing the work it came to do. Very often, however, my friends, the layers do not sort themselves out in such a way that the clouds part and that the sunshine is felt and seen. Yet just as clouds on a cloudy day obscure the manifestation of sunlight, but not its essence. So too, your own perception is that which keeps you from watching yourself come to bloom again and again in every crevice of your life. And as the one known as Lin has said, any crevice of life, any desert, any thorny place that seems completely infertile is a place of bloom and beauty. Being, radiance of being, and inner work are prior to and superior to outer work because they are that from which blooming emanates. The one known as Eleanor wrote, "Mine is the sunlight. Mine is the morning. Born of the one light, Eden saw play." Yours is the vibration of the Logos. Yours is the vibration of the Sun. Let your light shine. Or perhaps we should say, my friends, allow yourself to become transparent to the light that shines through all, illuminating all, articulating all, expressing all. Why did you come to this desert to bloom? You came because it was the desert, and blooming was needed. Bloom upon bloom, light upon light, all hidden, all unseen, and yet powering and looming the shadows of manifestation from within. Could you do this without incarnation? No, my friends, you would not have the right to make changes in the consciousness of this tribe of humankind. You yearned for the opportunity to become unseen, to plunge into the earth of your flesh, and to let spirit have a place in this desert. A change comes. A harvest is called by the very rhythms of creation. And you are the workers in that harvest. You are the place the light may shine. Let your light shine so that all those who see you not, but only love. We are known to you as those of Ghul. It is most sad we are not to remain for further conversation. Yet those within this group are terribly weary. And although each has its battery, each has its energy, protected. It is well at this time that we leave these instruments and this group, thanking each for chiseling away the time to gather, to seek, and to serve. You are most beautiful to us, and we thank you for blooming together this evening and creating this circle of seeking and this sacred space. It has been our honor and our privilege to share our humble thoughts with you at this time. We leave this instrument in all of the group, in the love, the light, the peace, and the power of the One, Infinite Creator. We are known to you as the principle of the Guo. Adine. Adine Vasu Bhagas. There are those in this group that are weary, those that are in slight shock. There are those that are chilly. And therefore, as we leave this group, as we allow the light to leave this group, we place in that light all of the chilliness and the weariness and the illness, lifting it to the light, offering it to the One Infinite Creator. May this group be healed of all that keeps it from wellness, in whatever nature and on whatever level that has meaning to reach. We do pray. Also, as we leave, let the light leave this group, we offer our Gaia meditation prayer. May we be better stewards of this earth that we so love and that so loves us. And may we have peace within our hearts, that peace in the world may finally manifest. The images go up. Let the rains fall down.